From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, lots to look forward to. Let's start with this show. Later in the hour, we're going to hear from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve Wood is out actually for the next at least couple weeks. So, but we've got something from the Daily Signal, their news outlet, a Swiss dad who's lost essentially, I believe, custody of his daughter who was going through gender change or what have you, and the government just deemed that in spite of the fact he wanted the best for his daughter, that they had different ideas, and we'll get to that story later in the hour. You're going to want to be tuned in for that. But the final segment today, of course, our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. Stay with us for that, and be back here on Monday at 1 o'clock. Jim's going to spend time with Dr. Stephen Collins, who you know did the dig in Jordan where he found the city of Sodom. It's been a huge success, and he's back in New Mexico, and actually there's a dig here he's doing. We're going to hear about that on Monday's ABQ Connect. The one other thing I want to let you know before I introduce you to our first guest today, Iglesia Calvario, they are having Noche de Alabanza. It's happening at Calvary Church tonight at 6:30. And actually what they're saying is come on out as early as 5:30 for food and fellowship. And then it's a night of worship in Spanish. You'll also hear from Pastor Antonio Aragon, a message delivered in Spanish, sharing the gospel. Children's program available for tonight for infants through kindergarten. So the details about Iglesia Calvario's Noche de Alabanza tonight, you'll find at calvarynm.church. In studio with us, dear friends, Colonel Pat Colonel.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I just promoted her. Colonel James Quick and Pat Quick. Now, Pat, remind me your rank.
I was a captain when I got
out. Okay, you're a captain and you were nursing.
I was a nurse.
All right, and you were flying jets around and stuff.
I was, yeah.
Like back to what? How far back? What was?
Let's see. My pilot training class was 67F, which was graduated March of 67.
And I'm looking more for what were you flying?
Oh, okay. I flew fighters.
F1.
Start off in F-100s, end up in F-16s.
Yeah.
Kind of everything in between.
There you go. Yeah, I was actually talking to someone about those workhorse F-16s, which I guess are people somewhere around the world still flying them?
Oh, yeah. And we are, too, in the Air Force here.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of them in there, National Guard still. It's a great airplane. Does multi-mission.
Big. Yeah. Now, I guess I always called it a bomber, because wasn't that the intention until they got to Vietnam and decided, oh, we need to put machine guns on these things?
Well, most of the time we put a gun on it. The one mistake we made was when we acquired the F-4 in Vietnam.
Yeah.
The original versions of it, the C and the D, did not have a gun.
Right.
Then the Air Force finally said, well, yeah, we really need one.
Well, they made
an E model that had one.
They didn't think they were going to be in dogfights, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We had a heat seeker and a radar beam riding missile, and we thought that was going to do the job. Well, it never does.
Well, a couple of heroes in studio, and I'm going to be a little transparent because I had a terrible morning. It was all first world problems, nothing huge. But you guys, no lie, you're my favorite part of the day right now.
And vice versa.
you made it a good day. Now, they are here with Folds of Honor, New Mexico. And for those unfamiliar, whether Pat or Colonel, Captain or Colonel, I should say, for those not familiar, you know, the story of how Folds of Honor has come to be here, I see it as a God thing, you know, because there was a lot of work done prior to getting the charter for Folds of Honor.
We call it a mission.
Yeah.
And I think that it certainly is pointed in a good direction with respect to the religious thought process that goes on to tell people about our mission and what it is actually that we do. We step in when a family's been devastated by a loss or an injury and pick up the pieces, help them send their kids to school when they've lost their source of income, And in today's world, with the cost of education is always a subject. Don't go to college, it costs too much. Well, we can help with that.
Yeah.
And in the right family, right conditions, we'll get scholarships out to these kids that hopefully, and one of the reasons we got involved in New Mexico was we need education. We need leaders in the state that have an education. And this puts some of that out there, I think. That's my hope, anyway, long term. Yeah.
And, of course, back then it started out as Rio Grande Patriots, and then eventually you're able to get the
charter. Remembered.
For Folds of Honor. Well, if you guys were here then.
That's right, yeah.
Folds of Honor now, which is a international now organization.
Yep.
Now locally, you can go to the, I want to make sure we give this a few times. The website here locally is newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. And we're going to spend a little bit of time today on the events page at Folds of Honor. A couple of annual events that are happening. We'll start with the ninth annual Patriot Dinner. And again, this year it's going to be at Isleta Convention Center. And what a beautiful event last year.
It was. It's a great venue out there, and they served a great meal. Start with that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this is a patriotic event. We're going to observe the colors. We'll have two honor guards, as we did last year, junior ROTC Marines and the Albuquerque Fire Department Honor Guard. We'll present the colors in tandem. It's really a powerful thing. We'll sing the national anthem, have a invocation, and get on with the program.
Now, this is less than a month away. It's going to be happening on September 6th.
3 weeks from today.
Is that a Saturday? Does that land on a Saturday?
Friday.
That's a Friday.
Friday night,
yep.
September 6th, and now starts at 6 o'clock.
5:30, the gates open. And that way people can come in for an hour and a half, take a look. We've got some great silent and live auction things.
Yeah, I forget if we won something last year. I know we bid last year, and there were some other things you could do. But there's obviously attending the dinner. There's ways to give. However, let me say this. We had a great dinner last year. Mm-hmm. Great company, not just at our table, the whole gathering. The patriotic events are so few and far between.
Amen.
And now for me, and you both know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I mean, I was raised military, and I'm used to. I've kind of, at the movie theater, we're not going to stand up and. People, I don't know if people off base realize that. You go to a movie on base, and the first thing that happens.
The national anthem.
Right, yeah. You stand up for the national anthem. It's just something that seems has been lost in this time and in this place. But we appreciate what you're doing in New Mexico I almost want to say rekindle, but you've been keeping the fire going for years and years, and we do appreciate that. Now, we did mention specifically, somewhat what Folds of Honor does do, and that is to provide those scholarships, Colonel, that you mentioned. When whether it was Rio Grande Patriots or now the Folds of Honor New Mexico, it was for military families who had lost their source of income due to them passing or being injured to a place that they can no longer provide an income for their family.
That's right.
And then scholarships either for spouses or
children.
And now, just in the last 2 years now, the first responders have been added to that. That's
two big changes, actually. The first big change we saw a couple years ago was the approval of advanced degrees, where we'd also had previously gone put scholarships out there for
like 2 year
people to go all the way through a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
But then our chapters have really done some great work. There's 35 chapters now across the country. And then the corporate sponsors have been able to support advanced degrees. So from New Mexico, we've got our first kid in medical school.
Very nice.
Father was disabled, Agent Orange victim. And this young man's going to medical school.
Now, in New Mexico?
Mm-hmm. He lives in New Mexico, but he's going to a medical school in Iowa.
Yeah.
So
I hope he comes back.
Well, we're in contact with him, so.
No, I mean, I hope he does well.
I hope he comes back, too.
I'm just saying
because... Do we need doctors?
We need, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we also have our first dependent of a disabled policeman.
Nice.
Going to nursing school.
Very good.
Yep.
A Christian nursing school.
Really?
In Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. And she made the dean's list.
She made the dean's list.
And a little personal testimony on her part. We had lunch with she and her dad a few months ago, and she told us that if it hadn't been for Folds of Honor, she'd have had to work three jobs and go to school to sustain her school.
She could focus on school, get that done well.
Yep. And now she's on the dean's list.
Yeah. Yep. Now, we mentioned the Patriot Dinner that's happening on Friday evening, September 6th, starting at 5:30. If you go on the website, it'll say 6, but just remember, what did Dad say? He said, 15 minutes early, you're on time. On time, you're late. And after the time, just inexcusable.
The door's locked.
There you go.
Now, at the dinner, as we mentioned, there'll be opportunity for silent auction bidding. But let's go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sure it's not too late for items.
No, actually, I'm picking some up in the morning.
Yeah.
I just got a call on the way in. So, no, we're still happy to collect any donations that come up. And we've got some amazing live auction items this year. We have a beautiful golf cart that's wrapped in the American flag.
Yeah.
And we have a 39-gun safe.
Wow. Okay.
And we have our AR-15 again.
And there's now last year wasn't the AR-15 decal?
It's red, white, and blue, and it with the Folds of Honor logo.
Yeah. Now I want to make sure to get this information out there. If you do have items you think you'd be prepared to give for the event coming up in what about 3 weeks or you can go to the website at newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. Go to the contact page, and actually, is this email good to just send details to squick@foldsofhonor.org?
Actually, patq42 at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. It's patq42
at gmail.com.
42 at gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And if you send information there, retired Captain Pat Quick is going to get back with you and figure out how to get those items picked up. And now, let's press on because there's another event that is happening later in September, September 27th. And again, I don't have a calendar right in front of me.
It is a Friday.
Okay, that's both of these are on Friday.
Yep.
On the 27th of September at Sandia Golf Club, it's the 9th annual Patriot Shootout. I'm assuming, is it a scramble for?
Yep, scramble.
And again, there, I imagine sponsorships are welcome for this event.
Absolutely. There are a number of levels of sponsorships, and if there are businesses out there would like to donate items for our silent auction and live auction there, we'll have that opportunity.
Do you have any local businesses that have, you know, if you walk in their businesses, they have information about Folds of Honor?
We do. We have a couple.
Okay.
One is Peak Wealth Management.
Okay.
Over off of Holly. And they have our flyers and all on display.
Well, what I'm wondering is, you know, along with contacting you, again, now here's the email address, patq42@gmail.com. If your business would be willing to post this information, get in touch with Pat.
Absolutely, and we'll deliver.
Yeah, let's get the information out there, because more people that know about Folds of Honor and what they're doing for military and first responder families, the better. Yes, again, as I mentioned, y'all are going to be at Sandia Golf Club on the 27th of September. And I call that, it's at a resort, but I call it, you know why they call it resort golf? It's set up to where if you hit anywhere near the grass, it all kind of rolls to the middle.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, it's feel good golf. But
if you were to drop into Christian Brothers Automotive on Paseo,
that's another one.
If you'd have walked into Harris Jewelers on Southern, Best Buy on the West Side.
But they the
People's Flower.
And we won't do a call to action to tell people to go there because we're non-commercial radio.
I'm just saying these are.
But we appreciate what they're doing for Folds of Honor, and I want to mention them. I would love to see now this is on the back of one of the
newsletter
that you gave me, and you've had to use some of the inside of the back cover. We need to use more, fill up another page.
Right.
So the way we can do that is for businesses that are, and there's a lot of local, I'm glad to see a lot of local businesses participating, but you can contact Pat Quick at patq42@gmail.com with items for the silent auction for the dinner on September 6th. That's a Friday night starting at 5:30 at Isleta Convention Center. Or now, are you doing any kind of items at the golf tournament?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So you need more silent auction.
Absolutely.
Either way, then, if you got items for both. As we get close to time here to wrap it up, I do want to throw it back to you. Is there anything we haven't talked about that we really should make sure to update the listener on?
One of the capstone events of our dinner, and you remember this from last year, when we picked up the first responder responsibility, shall we say, we were joined on our board of directors by a captain in the Albuquerque Fire Department who runs a crew at Firehouse Number 9 on Manal near Eubank. And I had the great idea, and I got with him and suggested that you guys are on duty 24, 48 hours in a row, and I know you got heat. How do you do that? And he said, well, we have a gourmet kitchen in our firehouse. I said, well, would your gourmet kitchen and your firemen be willing to entertain 10 members of a successful auction from our gala for dinner for 10, cooked by the firemen and a tour of the firehouse? He said, well, let me check with the chief. And we did, and the chief said, let's do this.
Yeah.
So the outreach is there from the fire department. They partnered up with them, and it was probably the most popular thing that we auctioned off that night.
And we're doing it again.
Do you know what
we're doing it again?
Do you know what they made last year?
Yes, we had a filet, and it was delicious. Those guys, I couldn't believe we had about a four main course meal.
Tell me, they just knocked the dirt off the hooves.
Well, that's what you do, you know.
Yeah, with a filet. Yeah.
the city equips those firehouses with a decent kitchen. They had a great big table that was a laminated fireman's honoraria kind of thing with the big emblem of the fire department. And that was the dining room table. And they actually had a fire and had to fire up a little fire engine and run out and put a dumpster fire out just to entertain us, I guess. I don't know how you schedule those things, but they did.
Nice.
No, I'm just kidding.
But that's going to be part of this year's auction items.
Right,
so,
yeah.
If you've got a large group that you're going to want to entertain at the firehouse, this is what, and I don't know if they're going to make filet this year or something better. But
we want to repeat the menu. It was so darn good. And not only that, the firemen are ready to do it again. And we're just going to turn them loose on we provide everything for the meal.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy anything. And they're coming to the dinner at the Isleta, by the way.
Yeah.
So that crew's going to be there.
By the way, last year I shared a table with Jeff Berry and Eric Strauss.
Yeah.
And Eric did a great job last year. Appreciate what he did at the event.
He'll be there again.
And looking forward to being there to see you guys and all that happens with, and support what's happening with Folds of Honor. So much appreciated. We've been visiting with Pat Quick and her husband, James Quick, both retired Air Force. And now the contact... the chiefs, I don't know, what's your title with the director, area director?
President.
Mr. President. with New Mexico Folds of Honor, newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. And again, thank you so much for all you do. And if someone is listening, and maybe that's the first time they heard about it, and they're like, well, that's like an organization I could like get involved with, come alongside Pat, come alongside James. And you know, do some of the
help is welcome. Yeah,
the footwork
always.
And you can reach out either through the website or Pat Q abq42@gmail.com would be greatly appreciated. I'll tell you another great way just to make that connection. Just plan on going to the gala, and then you'll catch up with the Quicks there.
Absolutely.
I'd like to make a little pitch, too, for as wonderful as the reach of this communication mode we're in with the radio is that anybody listening that knows of a family that has lost a family member, had one disabled, and you suspect might want to take advantage of Folds of Honor benefits, just get online and go ahead and register and do that. Because it's oftentimes in New Mexico particularly, because we're such a large state with so few population centers, that a lot of folks go home to small towns and we never hear from them again, or they don't know about Folds of Honor. So I'd like for folks to get the word out.
All right. Always good to see you guys. Thanks for making my day.
Oh, well, thank you for making ours.
Same thing here.
All right. Stay with us. Not such a good story on the way next, but it's important that we get informed about what's happening, even in countries across the ocean, like what's happening with this father we're going to hear about through the reporting at DailySignal.com, which is the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation. We'll get to that next on ABQ Connect.